I've been doing pretty good. I mean, cutting out meat, as much as I love meat, cutting out meat is actually not that hard for me. There's so many other things that you can, so many great dishes that don't need to have meat.
I'm just missing bacon. That's my big meat that I love and like makes everything better.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I love bacon, so I get you on that. Sugar was kind of hard just because that eliminated coffee for me. But I drink water a lot normally, so that hasn't been too challenging. This next week, though, I don't think I did this right on the fast last year because I don't think I paid attention to like leavened bread. And so I think I want to say I was like still eating bagels during the third week and things like and regular like wheat bread. But I just paid attention to it this year and I'm like, oh, I can't have any of that. Like, no naan, no wheat bread, no bagels, no nothing. So we'll see how next week goes.
I was looking it up and I thought naan was like, or like pita bread or something like that. I was like Googling it.
Naan has yeast, well, at least the naan that my mom, because I asked her to read the back of the package because she was going to give me a pack actually, but it has yeast in it. So
I see.
makes sense because it is a little like it's not completely right? So yeah.
Interesting. Okay. Well, I'm gonna have to check out what I got last year because I was like, I could have sworn it was like those little the ones that are in the fridge section in Trader Joe's.
Okay, yeah.
They're like little disc looking pita
Maybe those
things.
are okay. It's is it naan or pita?
Difference. I
Because
don't know,
they do have
honestly.
the frozen naan. Like I usually get the naan that's in like the bread section, but they do have the frozen naan too. I don't know if it makes a difference. But
No idea.
whole wheat tortillas are going to be a big one for me this
I
week.
already got those. I was like, okay, we're ready.
Yeah.
I also found like whole wheat pad Thai noodles at Trader Joe's, so I was gonna try to make some tofu pad Thai, since we can still have eggs.
Yeah, okay, that sounds good. Let me know how that goes. I might want the recipe. Yeah, I discovered whole wheat tortillas actually last fast, and I was like, these actually don't really taste that much different
No.
than flour, and I really like them. So that's something that's kind of stayed with me even after the fast. So that'll be what I'm doing this week. I mean, in a combination of other things. And then we'll be on the fourth week after that and
Oh,
the home
yeah. I
stretch.
feel like the coffee was hard, not as hard as I thought at first. Week two was a little harder. I was telling Janie, I'll like drink hot water in the morning to like trick myself to feel like it's the same. I'll like still have my mug, and it's like, okay, this is different.
Same,
But
same. Okay, that's working.
no, I'm
It's
enjoying
not this.
it.
It's not the same, honestly, but
it's doing what it needs to do for the time being. I miss coffee too. Coffee and sugar, I feel like, are like, dang. Yeah. Then when dairy's out, I'm like already trying to mentally prepare for that. That's gonna be tough. It's just that last week, it's like, what are you eating? Like raw rice and beans, right? Yeah.
You're eating raw stuff. You're eating fruit,
Yeah.
veggies. I mean, happy raw, me sauteed, but fruits, veggies, nuts, grains, legumes.
Rabbit food.
Rabbit food for real. And honestly, I feel like the reason why it hasn't been that much of a challenge for me is because I use a lot of dairy, like cheese, sour cream, you know, there's up a lot of my dishes with that. And so it works. So that last week is where it's real tough for me.
Yeah,
For
it's
me, I started
nothing.
switching a little, like, but yeah, we'll see. We're halfway through.
Way through.
That's good. So.
It's fine. It's just a temporary sacrifice for a better good.
For real. Our theme this year is growth.
Growth.
So,
Do you know if Pastor is using this for like last year's theme was like increase. This year's theme is growth. Is he planning on doing some kind of increase your growth through in the next year's
Actually tying
spirit?
it together.
Yeah. He would do something like that.
No, I don't know. We'll have to see
Yeah.
here.
Just because not giving away any secrets. Yeah,
I
tell
don't know.
us. What's
I'm
going
not
on?
gatekeeping anything. I really don't know. I'm not in that inner circle. I'm not in those discussions.
Like, what's your plan? Tell us your plan.
Yeah. But I mean, have you guys come up with any like cool new recipes that you can share? I'm trying some
Girl,
different things.
what? You have all the stuff. I literally, when this time comes around, I literally just go to Chipotle and get what that
Oh,
chorizo.
soy riso.
Yeah. A bowl and just call it a day. See, I'm not trying to go to Chipotle and spend $11 every time I want rice, beans, and tofu. So I just make it. Yeah, it's just not the same. Like every time I make food, it's just like it don't be hitting right. And I'd be like, oh, I'm already hungry. You know, I'm already depriving myself of like things that I actually want. I find ways to like, I don't know, alleviate. I don't know. I'm not alleviating my pockets, but I'm like, if I'm not eating what I want to eat, I'm gonna eat something as close to I want. Does that make sense? No?
Yeah,
Okay.
that's what I
In my
thought.
mind, it does. Honestly, in my mind, it
It
does.
makes sense. You know, like a Chipotle bowl with the soy riso, I'm sure that tastes
Yeah.
pretty close to.
No, and I buy stuff to make. It's just like, it's just so n not
Well, especially,
satisfactory to
I get
me.
like not wanting to cook something too, like after work when I'm already hungry. Okay. That's tough. I'm hoping to try out this week, not Chipotle, the restaurant, but just Chipotle pollo, like sauce, but with tofu.
It's good. It's good.
Tofu takes
Yeah.
a flavor pretty much anything you put it with, Yeah. So
so
I'm like, it's gonna be fine, I
it's
feel
gonna be
like.
good. Yeah.
I wish I found like a good chicken. Like, you know, Impossible Meat looks like ground beef, but there's no chicken
Impossible.
equivalent. Have you ever tried like the black bean burgers, or you
I
have?
went to, I don't know if it was Smashburger. It
Okay.
was like a burger place. And I was like, oh, I thought it was just Impossible, but it was a veggie patty. That thing disintegrated. I had it in like a lettuce wrap.
Okay.
So I had a bean patty lettuce wrap with tomatoes, onions, all that stuff. The patty was just pretty much baby food.
Oh, that doesn't
It was
sound
not good. That's
okay.
just my opinion though. You can try it.
Well, yeah, I want to try it now after that
I'm
discussion.
sorry. It was just,
Sold
you know, I
you.
mean, it's beans, so it's like it's mushy. You know, there's no like real texture to it. There's
Yeah.
only so much you can do with beans. It was not that good. Yeah. But and lately I feel like it takes me so long to get home. Like after work, I go to the gym like three days out of the week. But of those other days, I'm like, I have Bible study or like I'm doing this. So like I'm not really wrapping up my day until like 7:30. And I'm like, I gotta go in there and cook.
Yeah.
I gotta make something now.
Yeah.
And then I really don't be feeling like going out either. I just pretty much just I'm so exhausted, I just lay on my couch and I'm just like, well, this is it. End up making is jelly that good? I should have
I
gave up
see
jelly.
my thing is, I thought we were supposed to take out if there's added sugar
You're
in
right.
anything.
You're
I
right.
thought
Yeah,
you weren't supposed to
no.
eat it.
Jelly's
Yeah, I don't
out.
think I'm supposed to be eating jelly. Jelly's out. Jelly's out, especially coming up this next week.
For
It was
sure.
out the first week, but it's really out this
Yeah.
next, I think this next week, along with,
Process.
yes, it's anything with chemical additives, preservatives,
See, I've been depriving
anything.
myself the last 2 weeks. I already
Yeah.
thought we were.
No,
No, you're right. I think
Corinne,
you're
you were
right. I'm just
right.
gonna give it up.
You and I have
Yeah.
been doing it right. I don't know
You
what.
have been, for sure. I agree. I was just gonna cut it out next week. I was like, I mean, what kind of sandwich can you make without like peanut butter sandwich? I mean, that's processed too.
Peanut butter has sugar in it. Almond butter. So here's the thing about that, because they said that you can do peanut butter, right? But you're right, peanut butter does have, because I've been eating peanut butter. I've been looking at the back and it'll have like maybe 2 grams of sugar or something in the whole, or maybe it's a serving, it's per serving. But I'm like, okay, well, we can have peanut butter, you know, like it's really hard. Pretty
Peanut
much
butter is one of my favorite foods.
some type of sugar in it, you know. I took it as more so like things that are like heavily, like obviously sugar based, like so, you know, cookies,
Donuts.
cake, actual sugar, like in my coffee. Like, you know, that's how I took it. Because if you take out literally everything that has no sugar,
Everything has sugar.
I know it's been hard.
pretty much everything. Oh, okay. You've been, oh, for
I've been
you.
looking at everything. I found a pad Thai sauce that like doesn't have any sugar in it. It's all natural ingredients. I was like very trying to be intentional.
Yeah, no, I love that. I feel like I'm aware of it because, like I said, some things definitely have like way more sugar than others. But like a lot of the things that it's like you don't even think it has sugar, it'll have like 1 gram, 2 grams, and it's like,
Zero. They said zero. You guys are cheating.
okay,
Me
jelly.
eating peanut butter jelly sandwiches. That
Okay,
sounds
jelly.
so good. Or even yogurt. I've been eating yogurt too. But I saw yogurt on week three. So, like, what?
Is yogurt?
I'm
Well,
like,
I would think it would be,
for
yeah, if you're
week
doing
four.
like plain Greek yogurt or like plain, not like vanilla.
Not
I've just
flavor.
been getting regular, I mean, regular. I've just been eating regular yogurt and fruit with
Yeah, I mean,
nuts.
I think a big piece of this is also, you know, being mindful, like,
Do your best. Like,
and like redirecting your thoughts towards like praying on it and like seeking God rather than these things that we often crave. So, although we may not be as on
perfect.
track, well, we're never going to be perfect,
No.
but as on track as we want to be, I think it's like as long as you're still remembering the reason for the season.
Yeah. And honestly, I don't know. You kind of get in the routine. It's not like, yeah, I'm missing things, but I'm not missing them as much as I thought I would, you know? And we're already halfway through. Like, I feel like these 2 weeks kind of flew by.
Yeah, they did.
I feel like the next 2 weeks will too. And then I look forward to eating really good on Easter.
I'm
And
afraid.
I'm just looking forward to, I just want a sugary like coffee
Oh,
frame.
yeah.
That's like the
That's the
topmost
first
on my
thing. That's the
list. I'm gonna
first
have
thing. A
coffee for
hot
it.
coffee.
Like a hot chocolate with a little bit of coffee in it.
Yeah, it's gonna be great. I'm gonna have an iced coffee. Woo! It's gonna be great.
Oh, woo!
Woo!
Burnt out.
Iced coffee on the way to church. I'm gonna be like, yes,
Yes.
we're
I'm
back.
afraid to eat though, because every time I break my fast, it's like my stomach is not used to like certain foods anymore. So it's like, what's
That's what I worry
this?
about with the dairy. I like never want to stop eating dairy because I don't want to be
Yeah, dairy
too
is already
lactose
tricky for me.
intolerant. Well, I think it's, I mean, since dairy is the last week and it's only a week, I think you'll be okay. I think you have to stop
Hope
eating it
so.
long enough for it to really do anything.
Hope so. I'm worried. Yeah. Me and Dairy are already kind of like barely friends, so
Same, same.
I try to like not.
I force our friendship.
Yeah, same. I'm
I
like,
force my
you
friends as
can hang
well.
out a little bit. We can have a
Yeah.
little bit on there.
So, I don't know. It's been good though. I've also kind of been using this as a way to lose weight. So I'm very curious to know how much I'm going to weigh at the end of the fast because I've been obviously following the fast guidelines, but also being more intentional about the actual portions and things that I'm eating. Because I'm like, well, I'm already going to be eliminating the things that I normally would like eat or drink that are causing me to gain weight. So now that we're eliminating that, also just being more mindful of having more of a balanced diet, getting everything that we're supposed to have, and then also with portion control. I'm excited. I mean, I'm not
I'm
saying,
happy for you. That's good. What'd you say? What was that last part?
I said, I'm not saying it's gonna be like 20 pounds, but you know, like even just seeing a
That'd
little
be
bit,
season.
like, you know, 10 pounds. I've been exercising a little bit more, so
Ooh, go ahead, Jessica.
nice.
I'm like, okay, this fast is gonna work two ways.
Hey, you might even like continue some things. I mean, obviously, like introduce back coffee, but you know, there's some
As
things.
much, you know, or not as much sugar, not every day, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I remember last year there was like a lot of stuff that I stopped. I mean, I kind of like backed off eating for a while. Like I was like, well, I don't have to have meat all the time, you know. And I'm not really a big carnivore like this girl here. I don't have to have meat. It is very nice. Like meat's nice, but I don't have to have it.
See, I'm not, I mean, I eat a lot of meat just because I don't eat many other things, but like I have times where I'm like straight up craving it. And it's like I know I need protein, like I am not enough of it. But I eat a lot of fake meat
Yeah.
more than, yeah.
Okay.
Do you like fake beef? Like the impossible? I really do want you to try the bean patty though. Don't listen to me. I want you to try it for yourself.
I don't support it. I think there are a lot of other options.
I mean, I may try it just to see, just to say I've done it, so I know what you're talking about. I've never been like super interested in it, but I'm like, okay, in search of other options. Now that we can't, after this, we're starting this week, we can't have like buns or anything. Like, I don't want to have a bean patty and a lettuce wrap. Like, if I have
Yeah, that's exactly
a
what I
bread,
had.
like a burger, like I want to, you know, with a bun.
I just remembered too, jackfruit, also a really good meat substitute, and that gives you like, I guess that could be as close as you're gonna get to a fake chicken because it like pulls apart like a pulled pork or a pulled chicken, and then you can just, you know, marinate it in something.
Oh, I
It's
might try
very, it's weird, but yeah.
that. I might try that.
Yeah.
As far as the fake meat, I like soy riso. Like, that's pretty good. I don't think I've had anything else like the Impossible Patties or any of that,
So
but
good.
are
So
they?
good. No, like when I was doing this last year and like we were, it was this week. It was this week, last week, not last week, last year, I was doing like, I wasn't doing like the healthy stuff. I was like Carl's Jr. Impossible Burger, you know? So good. Couldn't even tell. There was a
Okay.
place where my house had an Impossible Burger. It was really good too. And then I just switched to lettuce wraps after we couldn't have bread. And then I don't know, the Impossible Meats just weren't doing it anymore. So that's why I got the bean. And then that was just like, that's not my it. I think it was because the lettuce that they wrapped it in was also not good. It was like wilted lettuce. Like it was hot, wilted. And I hate like
Oh.
hot lettuce.
Yeah, that's
It
gross.
has to be fresh, crunchy, cold lettuce for me to like enjoy it. And like the iceberg lettuce, like the big leaves. I don't like the shredded stuff, you know, like, shredded lettuce, like what Taco Bell uses.
Oh, you don't
I
like
hate
shredded?
that.
Really?
Hate it. Hate it. Unless it's a salad and it's fresh, but like shredded lettuce with hot food. No. To each its own.
Actually, there was a like vegetarian corn dog that I used to, my aunt's a vegetarian. And so she used to always try to like pull me to the other side. So when I'd come stay with her when I was younger, she would always have these corn dogs. And I didn't know at first that they weren't even real meat because she was trying to trick me. But they were actually pretty good. They're by Morningstar.
I love Morningstar. Yeah.
And you didn't see him?
Other corn dogs are
Yeah,
not
I mean, I've
like,
heard of them. I just didn't. Oh, I didn't know that. I've
it's
never seen that.
not bad. Yeah, they're not bad at all.
You know what? IKEA has a veggie hot dog, if you didn't know, for 65 cents. That could just be in Oregon, though.
Yeah, Oregon, you might have
I did
cheaper
not
prices.
know
Actually, check in your local IKEA, write us in the comments, let us know how much
that.
your plant-based hot dog is.
Say
Yeah.
what, 65 cents? Like, what is this stuff made out of? We're like, is it just the picture of the
You're just gonna take the poster home.
dog?
You
That's
didn't try
crazy.
it? No, we really thought about it, but we didn't.
You should try it. Let us know.
I might.
I'm curious.
Gotta hurry over today. So, what's my post?
Bye.